Matt Dillmore alongside
Matthew Alsberg.
Matt, we are joined by one of, if not the world's most renowned puppeteers, Mr. Bob Baker. Bob, thank you so much for being a part of the Pussyfoot December 2010 holiday show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Actually, I don't know about being the most renowned, but I've been here about one of the longest now.
Let's talk about that, actually. You picked up puppetry. Your love began at age six, and it's something that you and your father kind of bonded over.
Well, my father said, I'll take you any place to see anything you want to see as long as it's legitimate. But anyway, he was a wonderful guy, and we'd go to shows and things. But he was not in the professional field at all. His brother was, and one of my uncles were. But my dad, he was in, believe it or not, he was at work for a tire company. He was special representative for Goodyear. But anyway, I saw puppets, and I was hooked, and have stayed. I've tried to get out of the puppet field many times, but something hooks me and brings me back into it. And I just finally said, okay, I'll do what I can. And I still haven't done some of the things that I really have in the back of the mind. Believe it or not, I was making notes the other day on something that I want to try and see if we can do next year.
You try and get out of the puppets, and it's like you're on a string. Somebody keeps pulling you back in. And
that's right.
They in the puppetry circles, there's kind of a famous story of the very first show that you went to, which kind of, no pun intended, ballooned into a series of shows. Can you perhaps recount that story?
Oh, yeah. Well, the gag was in the thing was there was a fairy tale that Jack Sprat wouldn't get fat, and his wife left him, and a next-door neighbor said, if you say these magic words, you'll get fat. Well, he finally said the magic words, and he started to get larger and larger. There was a balloon inside of Jack's body, and that intrigued me. I had to see the second show to see if he got fat again. Well, it happened the second show, the balloon got away from him. Third show, the balloon popped. Fourth show, the balloon got away from him. Finally, it was until the sixth show he got fat again. Well, that had done it. I couldn't get over all of that. And I went home and I told him all about the colors and the lights and the puppets and the dancing. And I was into kind of the arts being trained as a kid. So it wasn't new to me. And I wanted to do the old gag, let's put on a show.
For you, as a young man, you start doing puppet shows. What's the first private show or public performance like for a young Bob Baker?
Well, Bullocks Wilshire asked me. I had bought a lot of puppets at Bullocks Wilshire, and my teacher had been one of the demonstrators there. And they sent me to Mervyn LeRoy's home. And I did a birthday party there, and I got a whole $15. That was height of depression. And I told Bullocks Wilshire, I'll do shows anytime you want me to.
Also, you're basically a California, a Los Angeles guy for life, a graduate of Hollywood High, if I recall.
Hollywood High, UCLA. I was Art Center. Pasadena Playhouse, all of those were alumni.
What's it like to live in the city and bring these puppets to its inhabitants?
Well, I've loved over the years Los Angeles. I've gotten really mad at it recently because they keep tearing down all the great things that we have here for people to come out and visit, and there's nothing for them to see anymore. But I'm hoping that to be a part of the atmosphere here over the years. I've been in the parades around town. I've helped maintain some of the things that we have, and unfortunately, some of the great things are missing nowadays.
And I think one thing that we noticed, we watched the Nutcracker that you're putting on right now, and we were watching a lot of the young puppeteers, and it seems like you have become sort of a place for in the community for kids to come, learn the art, and like sort of you're passing it on to a next generation of local L.A. kids.
That's what we hope to do. We have a nonprofit corporation, a puppet organization that will have a school, and we have a whole development that we're going to try to get done down on this corner, a school, library, a theater, places to perform, the whole thing.
How long, with these sort of young people that are coming in and they're doing the puppets, how long about does it take from the time they come in and hold that first puppet until you say, you know what, you're ready. We're putting you out there on the stage, kid.
They have to practice and work and be in shows for about a year before they can get on the floor alone. It takes about that time where they have confidence. Some a little bit sooner. We try to get people who have had a little bit of art background, dancing, music, something of that sort. Sometimes we're not able to get everybody that way, but they that's what we try to do. And I really like to train my puppeteers rather than have puppeteers from some of the other companies because they've had a lot of bad habits.
Making them organic, growing them here.
You've been in this facility for 50 years. What does it mean to have kind of a place where you can come and play every single day?
Well, it's been fine. The only problem, we thought we were going to be very, very smart 50 years ago because it was urban renewal down here. And so we had been in Hollywood and West Hollywood. And actually, we should have probably stayed there. But we came down here the 2 weeks after we opened, they took the urban renewal off. So we've struggled with a kind of a strange area. People don't like to come down here because it's too quiet, or they didn't want to come down because the riots had come through here. But actually, all the people that do come here, they come down to see us, and we feel very flattered about that. We hope if we get the development done on the corner here with the school and everything, it'll make it much nicer. Yeah.
And when people do make the trek to the Bob Baker Theater, right now the Nutcracker show is up. What's special about this version of the Nutcracker, the Bob Baker take on the Nutcracker?
It's a crazy version, actually. It's we've used, for our soundtrack, we've used Captain Kangaroo, we've used Fred Waring, Spike Jones, and everything else we could find. Part of it is played in acid rock, and it's a fun version. It's not the typical ballet.
And having watched this version of the Nutcracker, I noticed that, you know, you've got obviously the marionettes and things, but there's also sort of touches of other things. You have like a little bit of shadow play, sort of some other types of puppets that are non-marionette. Are you influenced by sort of the world of puppetry, or do you?
Oh, yeah. Very definitely. We use all different types: rod, shadow, hand puppets, marionettes, everything that you can. In fact, when we have one show that the whole narration is in shadow and rod puppets, and then we do marionettes in that show. They have another show that we use a lot of hand puppets and do them over the thing. But we've always used marionettes, and people come to see them, and they also want them to come and sit on their lap. So that's why we don't do as much hand puppetry. If we were doing film, I think we'd use a lot more. That's the whole reason we put up the theater years ago. We wanted to do films for television, and instead of doing the films, we got involved in doing shows for the kids, and now I want to do the films 50 years later.
Your relationship with Walt Disney was pretty unique. Can you just tell us a little bit about who Walt was and your relationship?
Walt was an amazing man and had a great sense of humor. And boy, I'll tell you, he was just the opposite, too. If he was angry, his eyebrow would go up and you ran the other direction. But Walt, always trying something different, something new. And we were going to make a film with the puppets and animation. Only thing is that that was when he decided to do Cinderella, so it put everything on the shelf. But I had met him when I was 8 years old, and then I met him again when I was 12, when I was asked to come to the studio and work some puppets. And then I did a lot of work at Disneyland when it opened, and some films afterwards.
I think another really quickly important part of your legacy is up on the silver screen. We're talking about some famous puppets in Judy Garland films, Steven Spielberg films. We just talked a little bit about if any of our movie-going public wants to check out Bob Baker on the big screen, where can they find it?
Well, we did Escape to Witch Mountain 1, and that was quite a nice thing. In fact, I had a great comment by the Disney people. They said we had a little touch of Disney that day. And I picked out the music. I had a blank piece of paper, and I had to figure out the scene. We did Bedknobs and Broomsticks, where we did all the locomotion sequences. Then, of course, Judy Garland is in the Star is Born. G.I. Blues with Elvis Presley. It's a cute little number with Moosey Dan or My Wooden Heart. And then the Spielberg thing. We did the one alien that came off the ship and beckoned for everybody to come. They had done the other parts of the thing, and they did the little girls that had the stick fingers were not enticing anybody to go on the ship. So we had made up the one character, and we were going to make a 6 or 8 other more. And at the last minute, they said, could we do it? Because when they released the film, it wasn't complete. And we quickly inserted it. We got an applause in our little bit, or a big ooh from the audience. And but it was very interesting working on that film.
Well, I would say, Mr. Baker, thank you again so much. And in conclusion, if you'd like to just entice people to come out and see a show, please, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. We'd love to have everybody come and see the show. People coming to the theater keeps us open. The last couple of years have been pretty rough down here, but things are picking up, thank God. And just keep coming and come to see the shows. We'll keep changing shows so you'll come back again. And we'll be open from now as long as we can stay that way, and just come and enjoy puppets with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a great holiday show. Enjoyed the Nutcracker. Enjoyed meeting you, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed meeting you both, and I wish lots of luck and happy holidays.